This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. New York and New Jersey are, if you can believe it, dealing with another big storm, a nor'easter today. Yet another hassle for people and businesses still trying to get power, let alone get things and life back to normal. Airlines are going to take another big hit. Best guesses are Sandy cost them $300 million or so. Marketplace's Queena Kim explains how they might be able to cover their losses.
By some estimates, the airlines will be grounding about 1,000 flights while waiting for the nor'easter. But good luck getting an insurer to cover those losses.
No one in their right mind would take such a risk.
Mike Boyd is an aviation consultant.
When you fly an airplane, you are at the mercy of Mother Nature, and that's not a really good thing to try to insure against.
So if there's no insurance, then what? Annette Fuentes, who lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, has a theory. Before Sandy, she'd been shopping for airline tickets to New York. And then Sandy hit, her mom's house was destroyed, and she started looking for tickets again. But this time?
It seemed like suddenly they were charging a whole lot more.
She believes airlines are making up for their losses by price gouging. Richard Abulafia is an aviation analyst at Teal Group.
There are no monocle-wearing, top-hatted billionaires in the back room saying, an opportunity to charge people more. No, that doesn't happen.
These days, algorithms set prices based in part on supply and demand. Abulafia says that the truth about how airlines minimize loss is way more boring.
The most important thing airlines can do is to move assets and people away from the storm. Not only do you not want aircraft damaged by the storm,
but you want to make sure that the plane and the crew aren't stuck in the storm and that they can service other routes where the weather's fine. And then that's about it.
Guess what? You're still making payments on the jets and you can't tell people, go home, we're not paying your salary, there's a storm.
Abulafia says there's no silver bullet that can protect airlines from Mother Nature. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.